ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, brothers, sisters, and dear listeners. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at verse number 9 from Al-Sahif al-Sajjadiyah, from supplication number 8. The Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from su'ul wilayati liman tahti aydina, guarding badly over those who are in our care. Su'ul wilaya. So there is wilaya here. There is guardianship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made me in charge of somebody, whether it is a parent, a sibling, a spouse, or a child. And obviously the list goes up. So what am I meant to do here? What is the correct action or the right action in this case? And the answer is simply good treatment. Because you are in charge, anything you do will be counted. So sometimes when a person mistreats another person, this is between them. Like, it, you know, they between them, they go to court, they get solved. But when the king mistreats his servants, that's something different. Why? Because he has wilaya over them. He has guardianship over them. With my kids, if they fight between themselves, that's something that, you know, we can work out. But when I, as a father, as a guardian, misuse or mistreat them, then I am in trouble now. Because Allah says, not only you're a father, but you are wali, you are a guardian. With guardianship comes responsibility. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we said wilaya brings responsibility. It's a guardianship. We spoke previously about children being in our care. So we said we mistreat our children physically. This is absolutely haram because we're not allowed to hit them. Sometimes we mistreat them and mistreat this guardianship given to us by Allah in terms of not being nice to them verbally. We become very harsh. Whether we curse at them, we swear at them, we nickname them, we put them down. We have no right to do that either. Okay? And this is just bad parenting. And sometimes when it comes to their education, we fall short as well. And when it comes to education, there are two educations that we need to provide for them. One, as we call it, ilmul abdan, the sciences of this world, maths, physics, or what we call school these days, or university. we need to provide that knowledge for them to be able to read and write and understand and make sense of the world they're living in and secure an opportunity for themselves in the future and a career for themselves. That's the duty of the parent, to make sure that his kids are going to school and doing well in school. That's one. And we have ilmul adyan, which is more important, the sciences of religion. I need to give my children the proper Islamic teachings. And that is more important than school and university and every education out there. Why? The education of this world, it will always remain in this world. So becoming a doctor, becoming an engineer, whatever title you want to have, it will remain here. You can't take it with you to the afterlife. And it will not affect your afterlife as much. For example, if I'm not a doctor, if I'm not an engineer, if I have no profession whatsoever, it has nothing to do with my akhirah. As long as I'm a good, abiding servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not affect my akhirah. However, ilmul adyan, sciences of religion, if I don't give my children faith and religion, they will suffer in this world and they will suffer in the other world for eternity. If they are not raised well Islamically, it affects their eternity because the afterlife is eternal. Let us take a short break and then we'll elaborate more on this point.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Bridge. So we said if we don't provide our children with the science of Islam, with belief system, with a religion, then that will affect their eternity. Because they will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a faith, without religion, and as a result, it will be hellfire for eternity. As a father, as a mother, I am required to make sure that their faith is up to standard, their akhlaq is up to standard, their religion is up to standard. Sometimes we, especially with Muslim families, we, because we're Muslims, because we pray, because we fast, we assume our kids will follow. Now, sometimes they do follow. Most of the times, actually, they do follow. They become Muslims too. But that's where they stop. I'm just a Muslim. Their salah does not exist. Their siyam does not exist. Their acts of worship does not exist. And so on and so forth. And we have so many of these people today. They're happy being Muslims. Like even some sisters, they're very happy being Muslims. But when you look at them from the outside, there's nothing Islamic about them. So where do they fall short? It's because the parents fail to do their job in trying to upbring and raise their children. So I have a duty of care when it comes to me making sure that I give my children the proper Islamic teachings. Now, if a father does his job and he gives the proper teaching and the child does not want to listen or wants to rebel, that's his choice. But as a father, as a parent, as a mother, I need to make sure that my children are very well raised. Because on the day of judgment, we have a hadith. And it's a scary hadith for me as a father. It says that on the day of judgment, a person would be called to enter hell. And he will stand at the gate and says, God, I will not go to hell alone. Bring my father with me. And they bring the father. The father says, well, I haven't done anything wrong, oh God. Why are you bringing me to hell? And the answer comes to him, because you did not raise him correctly. You did not do your duty of care. Su'ul wilaya, bad guardianship. He went to hell. And as a result, you were the cause. So you are going with him too. Let's leave it here. We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد